I'm Barbara Park, and I've been in the group 3 years, which still sort of makes me a newbie, but Suzanne has helped. So my story recalls my grade school of my childhood. I even brought a photo. Last fall, voters authorized the school district to replace a couple of Madison's older schools, as you'll recall. One is our neighborhood grade school, Orchard Ridge. I wonder how the students feel about this, because I know how it felt when the same thing happened when my school closed. I started elementary school at William Sumner Elementary School in Syracuse, New York, in January of 1949. This was an old two-story brick edifice, and I'm guessing it dated back to the 1890s. I've been trying to search the papers, but I can't find it. It was an imposing rectangular building with an entrance on each side. Above each, carved in stone, was written the designated use. Teachers above one, boys, girls, kindergarten. Clearly, separate was how they had done things in the 1890s, and that was how it stayed. No one ever dreamed about going in the wrong door. My mom was the only single working mother in the neighborhood, but she took off from work for a day to take me to register for kindergarten. The two kindergarten classrooms were right across one another in the hallway. One had a slide set up in it, and the other one had a jungle gym. I was assigned to the one that had the slide, and I carefully memorized that so I would go to the correct room, as there wouldn't be an adult with me on the first day who knew where I belonged. I was walked to school by a neighbor and her son. We lived a half a mile from school, too far for a little girl not yet five to go alone. When I arrived, I discovered that they had switched the slide and the jungle gym between classrooms, but I knew what they had done. No fooling this girl. As for the rest of the school, each classroom contained neat rows of wooden desks with slate chalkboards on two walls. The outside walls had tall, wide windows, which must have really been needed because electricity wasn't installed into the classrooms until 1908. Adjacent to each classroom was a cloakroom with a row of hooks. Note they were called cloakrooms, not coatrooms, again a vestige of long-held tradition. The desks all contained inkwells, which, trust me, were not for show. Once we got above the first grade, where we substituted straight pens for those fat pencils and dipped our pens into ink to write. No fountain pens or those fancy new cartridge pens were allowed, possibly maybe in junior high, and never those newfangled ballpoint pens. As I said, this was a very old building. There were two floors of classrooms, which with a combined gymnasium, auditorium, several steps down from the first floor. There had been a major addition to the school in 1910, where several rooms and the auditorium were added. Also, iron stairs were installed with concrete landings, the first of its kind, and apparently a great source of pride to the school district. The school, as of that addition in 1910, was as I remember it when I arrived 40 years later. Our class moved up to the second floor, perhaps the first half of third grade, which would have been January to June, since I was part of an odd class that started in January, another vestige of an older system. Then some of those classrooms, the ones above the gym, were condemned. That probably was the death knell of the building, and to my horror, they decided to demolish it. I truly loved that old building. It had such character and history. We were moved temporarily to what had been Nottingham High School, now replaced by a new building a mile or so away. The old Nottingham High School, now temporarily renamed Sumner Levy, was the same building my mother attended for high school in the 1930s. The new Sumner School turned out to be a low-profile modern building. It opened in September 1955. No cloakrooms, no inkwells. We finished sixth grade there, starting in the fall, and graduating from elementary school in January. Then we went on to high school, junior high school, and back to the same building we had just left, now T. Aaron Levy. As it was being demolished, I snagged a piece of the old red building to save a piece of history. I wonder if today's kids will be as sentimental as I was about their old school. The picture of the school.